says in Machshava from Reb Chatzkel, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, and he takes from his vantage point of the chashivas of the concept of Amunah. Reb Chatzkel was the Baal Amunah par excellence. Chazanish one time said that there are three G'dolei Baalei Mussar of his generation. The contemporaries were Rabbi Lapian, the Rabbi Leo, Rabbi Leo Zedessler, the Mitzvah Leo, and Reb Chatzkel Levenstein. So he says, "Hoyim on a shvachan." Chazanis was more than a shvachan of the three. He says, "By Rabbi Desler, you see Amuna b'moyach. His mind is constantly thinking about the ideas of Amuna, developing new concepts, new things. The Mitzvah Leo, the world of Machshava, the person who really brought, in many ways, brought the concept of the world of Machshava into the world of B'nai Torah, was the Mitzvah Leo." But he opened up the world of learning Chassidus Svarim, you know, quoting Tanya, quoting the Mendel from Vitebsk, you know, these different Svarim, which nobody else looked to. Rashi Shapiro is a Talmud, Rashi Shapiro is a Talmud of Rav Dessler, the Mitzvah Yo. Mamuna b'moyach. Rehel Lapian was a tremendous lave. The name of the Sefer Lave Yo wasn't given by him, was given by his Talmidim. Actually, Shalom Shadron put it out. He says, but he says, you see Amunah b'lev. The constant, the hargoshes halev is constantly involved in Amunah. He says, in Reb Chatzkel, by Reb Chatzkel, is that man Amunah b'chush. Reb Chatzkel, you can touch his Amunah. It's so powerful by Reb Chatzkel, you can physically touch Reb Chatzkel's Amunah. So Reb Chatzkel, from his vantage points of Amunah, he points out that in Parshas B'Shalach, that the Bereshit says that the Bereshit is going to bring the punishment, the Yam, back on the Mitzrayim. V'yodim Mitzrayim keni Hashem. Mitzrayim will know that I'm Hashem. So when Mitzrayim doesn't realize it, they don't really understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going into the Yam, otherwise they wouldn't have went into the Yam. But when they get to punishment, they'll realize Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's in control of the world. For how long? Till they die. So as they get their punishment, they finally come to that Hakara moments before they die. And the Pasuk is saying it's worth the person to come to that Hakara, the true Hakara of Amunah, just for moments before a person dies. Just, it's worth it for all of that. That was Reb Chatzkel's vantage point. Maybe we can talk about that from a different vantage point. This the Terrace of Rum. Rav Grudzinski talks about this concept, the last Shem Yikom Domai, the last Mashgiach of Slobodka in Europe. The Pasuk stresses, I went through it now, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I have 11 times where the Pasuk stresses, starting in Parshas Ve'era, Boy, and B'Shalach, that the Bereshit talks about the idea that Mitzrayim should come to recognize Hashem. V'yadu Mitzrayim k'anei Hashem. The mandate that they should know King Hashem k'elokeinu. But for Teda k'ein k'meni, Moshe says, Bereshit says, tell Paroi, he should know it k'ein k'meni b'chol ha'oritz. B'havur ha'roiz ches k'ichi, Laman Sapra Shri Bechol Oritz, Laman Shisi Sayela Bekirboy, Laman Tedun Asher Yafla Hashem Bein Mitzvah Bein Yisrael, Laman Yodim Tzvah Keni Hashem, Yodim Mitzvah Keni Hashem. 11 times the Bereshit stresses, I want Mitzrayim to know that I'm Hashem. Why? What does Rosh Hashem care? You know, yes, the purpose of the Makkos, the purpose of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yitzis Mitzrayim is the foundation of Yiddishkeit, the understanding of the Hashkacha of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rosh Hashem knows, the Rosh Hashem cares, the Rosh Hashem controls, the Rosh Hashem is interested, the Rosh Hashem is involved. That's our Yisrael of Amunah. Klai Yisrael had to learn that lesson. I understand. Klai Yisrael had to learn that lesson. The Rosh Hashem is coming to give an Einish. Einish of Mitzrayim? No, Bereshit can give an Einish of Mitzrayim very easily. You know, one thing, it's all over. Bereshit didn't want to do that. Bereshit wanted to give Klai Yisrael a lesson, lesson after lesson. The Rosh points out that there's the Hakdama to each one of the sets of Makkos. There's three sets of Makkos, the Tzach, Adash, Bachav. Each one is introduced with a different language. The first one is introduced with the language of the V'yodu Mitzrayim K'ani Hashem. The second one is introduced with Laman Teda Ki Ein Kashem Elokeinu. I'm sorry, it's Laman Teda Ki. The second one is introduced with Laman Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekarav Oritz. So the first three, he said, Bereshit Kayach, The second three, you see not only Bereshis Koyach, but you see there's a Havchana, not in Eretz Goshen. Orev doesn't go to Eretz Goshen. Deborah doesn't go to Eretz Goshen. Can you be careful for Oretz? Not the Bereshim exists. The Bereshim is here in control, perfect control here in this regime. And the last set is introduced with the words, the last one to show that the Bereshim is the Koyach, there's no Koyach which exists other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was a lesson for Klai, so he understands it. That we needed to learn these lessons, and there wasn't enough, therefore, just to take it, just to punish Mitzrayim and take us out. Kaisel, in the preparation for Kabbalah Zatara, that they should be the Am Hashem and to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to understand these Yisaitis. But the Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says that Mitzrayim should know. Again and again and again. It's important, Mitzrayim should know. There's a Pasuk, Tov Yashar Hashem, Aken Yerach HaTayim Badarach. The Bereshim's Toiv Yashar to the point that he wants the Chatoim also to know. The Chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is such that it's not enough that Klai Yisrael knows. He wants the Umos Ha'olam to know also. They should also be Zeichah to have them one. And the Rishon says, it's worth it to me again and again and again. To give on it to Mizraim, to punish them, it's very easy. But I don't want that. I want them to be Zeichah to do tshuva. I want them to be Zeichah to understand. I want them to be Zeichah to get a picture of what it's supposed to look like also. The chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a tremendous chesed in the emes of the Rishon's gilui over here. That he wants them to know also. There's a chesed of a karas emes even for Mitzrayim, kol shekhen for Klal Yisrael. The Mor says, when Sanhedrin says that when it's talking about the loch of a person who gets killed, Mrs. Bezdin, so the Rishon says, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu say at that moment? She says, Kilani mi roshi, kilani mi zori, I feel heavy, my head is heavy, my arm is heavy. I feel pain that I'm giving an onish to a chayte. The person doesn't enjoy giving an onish to a chayte. The person's goal over here wasn't to give onishim. The person's goal was to teach lessons. And the pasuk to be mechadosh, the person wants to teach the lessons to Mitzrayim also. It wasn't enough to teach the lessons to Klai Yisrael. The Bereshim, as the Baal Chesed par excellence, the Bereshim cares about everybody. He wants everybody to have a chelik. Umos Ha'olam also, because Bereshim cares. The Bereshim is about Chesed. From that vantage point, from that angle, I just want to talk a little bit about. I think it's a window into the world of Chesed. It's a tremendous window into the world of Chesed. That here we have, Arnus and Nauri, yeah, Goyim. Goyim. As long as they're Goyim, you know. No. Bereshim's Chesed is such that it's with everything in the Bria. The world of Chesed is that it's a gate to bury Olam on. It's important to him. He wants to give them an opportunity also. Everybody has to have that opportunity. Everybody has to be given something. There's an interesting lashon. We talk about chesed. We talk about gemilas chesed. We do chesed. You should be oisah chesed. Hagoymel chasadim tayvim la moyis. Rishon is goymel chasadim tayvim. Hagoymelach yom tayvayis. Rishon is goymel. What does the word goymel mean? I mean, the only word we know the word Germel is by Yigomal. You Germel a child, is you wean him. So what is weaning? The Russians weans us for Chesed. What do the words mean? Gemilas Chesedim, you know. We say the words constantly, we don't know what the words mean. What do the words mean, Gemilas Chesedim? A person has a mitzvah to do Chesed, he does Chesed. He say in davening, at the end of the long paragraph of Hoidu, right after Baruch Shemar, right before Baruch Shemar, if you're in the Sfarad, Kigomal olai, Baruch Shemar was goymult for me. Rav Isaac Sher says a pshat, Shiva for Slobodka, says a pshat. We think chesed, the idea of chesed, the ikr of chesed is the doing of the chesed. He says, that's not the ikr of chesed. Ikrim Chesed is developing a relationship with the other person. The Ikrim Chesed is that the person should be nice chayin beinecha. The Ikrim Chesed is that person you should have an ayin taiva. The Mishnah says in Ovis that what is the derech yishar that a person should choose? He said, so the more the Mishnah says over there that Eliezer says ayin taiva. I should look at people with a certain niceness, a certain geschmack. There's a chayin that they find in my eyes. The Nusach he calls it, he says, so geben ze gefälligkeit. It's give me a gefelt. I like them. Says that's what gemilas chesed is. Gemilas chesed is that I create a relationship. I connect with the person. The person knocks on my door and he wants a stalk. He wants stalker. Okay, good. I'm about chesed. I give him stalker. No, I call the person in. I sit him down. Give him something to eat, something to drink. What's going on in your life? Tell me about it. And I'm interested. And not stop him because you know what he's supposed to do. He's interested. You know? And he walks out. Yeah. Itaka hurts. Itaka, I connect, and I hear what he's saying. I hear what he's doing, and then I give him staka from that feeling of that connection. He was not sechein beinai. He found favor in my eyes. That's the mitzvah of gemilas chesed. It's not enough to do chesed. On a practical level, it's not enough to do chesed because sometimes you can't figure out what the person needs if you don't connect. I remember one of my chaverim one time said about a certain fellow, he's a big bal chesed. Taka's big bal chesed, did tremendous chesedim. So he went up to that. He said, "This person," he says, "he will run to the end of the world to do you a chesed, but for the life of the fellow, he cannot figure out what you need. He can't. He doesn't know how to connect. He doesn't know how to understand you." That's not chesed. Chesed is that ability to be able to see somebody else and focus into their emotions and their needs and their interests and their wants and see them from their vantage point. Ah, that's a schnorrer. He looks at himself as a schnorrer. That's really how he looks at himself. He looks at himself as a talmid chacham who's down and out, who has difficulties, it's embarrassing, comes and knocks on your door. That's how he looks at himself. He wants you to look at him the same way. There's a guy in Yeshiva who needs a chesed. The guy wants to say, I'll do him a favor. He doesn't want you to look at him like that. This guy needs a favor. I don't enjoy being an object of pity. Nobody enjoys being an object of pity. He's a Nebuchol. Okay, Nebuchols. You know, we help Nebuchols. You know, the Nebuchol Society. We're big tzaddik and we help Nebuchols. That's not chesed. Chesed, you to hear how he perceives himself and how much he's embarrassed and he's uncomfortable and how much he really wants and he's, you know, and he wishes somebody would understand the challenges that he's going through. And from that vantage point, understanding his challenges, he said, you know, I talk and relate to the guy. I want to help him. He's talking kosher about me. That's the world of chesed. To hear somebody else's needs. It's somebody's mindset. There's a pasuk. Is it a pasuk in Mishlei? The pasuk Mishlei doesn't need my haskama. Boz l're'eyu chayte. Bechaynein aniyim ashrov. The pasuk doesn't contrast a person who does chesed doesn't do chesed. There's boz l're'eyu. He's mavazim. I might do chesed. I might be a nice guy. I might help you out. But boz l're'eyu. In my attitude towards him, he's a buzz. I'm a vaz to him. My mind is, he's a whatever. Chayte. V'chaynein. Person has a chanina, he has a favor. Laniyim, lanovim, written laniyim, it's read lanovim, is ashrav. He's ashrav. That person is fortunate. You're fortunate that you've found the meat of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Bershom doesn't say, you know, listen, that's these human beings are a drag. But the Maisa, you know, you got to be Baal Chesed, so let's help them out. So the Bershom does Chesed with us. The Bershom hears what with us. The Bershom cares about us. The Bershom connects emotionally to us. he's not coming from his high. The Rishon feels the pain. He understands our challenges. He understands our frustration. I wish I was better at learning. I wish I didn't have a difficulty sitting and learning a Gantz Seder. I don't enjoy being the guy who can't make it to a Seder. My chaver over there says Taska learns, and he talks about Zliach, and I can't do it. I feel good about myself. I feel hard about myself. Good, so I don't think about it too much because I can't live with it. So I cover it up. But deep down, you know, I'm embarrassed myself. The person chaps that. The person wants to give and help me. He understands where I'm coming from. He says, Vaiter, an awesome thing. He says, Vaiter, that sometimes you can't even do a chesed for the person anymore. You don't have the wherewithal to do the chesed. But if you can dare him, that's it. You did a chesed right there. That's mamash chesed. Because there's a tremendous hanoah of somebody understanding me. I had a young man came here. He's a very delicate soul, sensitive soul. But also, it was difficult and he needed to raise money for a chasna. Sensitive young man, etc. He was knocking on doors and he was getting, you know, people would, you know, were cold to him. People would give him a little bit of money. People would insult him, you know. And he came to my house and I sat him down and said, you know, how's it going? Just, all of a sudden, just tears rolling down his face. Tears rolling down his face. He says, you know, he's not a mechubad mensch. There's a person who sits, he's this person, young man, sits alone in Karl. He wasn't his Karl, he's one of the chaverim in Karl, he's a chashuv guy. And people mavaza him, and they had such meanness and such cruelness and such coldness and such disinterest. And so they, okay, here, you know, okay, fine. Now, I didn't give any gross of guilt, you know, not, you know, the big gear of the Silver Spring, like, you know, okay, it's a ketref and the gross of gear from Silver Spring, you know, like, wow, you know, I gave him my $8, my big nesina, you know, they say generous donation, you know, like, you know, we have different numbers, you know, it's standard donation, 1 mil equivalent, I don't know what their 1 mil equivalent of my standard donation, I think is less than their 1 mil equivalent sometimes, I don't know, that they have on the other thing, you know. Generous donation, you know. Wow, ketref. But I did him a chesed. Like, for what? He felt comfortable sharing what's going on because somebody, the hate got him. Somebody understood him. Somebody respected him. He says, that's Ayin Tova. That's what Ayin Tova means. Says the Mishnah says, you want a derech, you want to find a path you should pick. It's not a protheistic of Maisa. This is a yesod on how to approach life. I look at the world with an eye and tiber. There are good people out there. You know, it's like me and that. It's us and them, you know. No. We're on the same side. I'm on the same side as him. I wanted to hear him. Well, it's a strange thing. The human beings have this challenge. Revolver writes this, that we don't compartmentalize very well. The people which are Ayin Tova people aren't Tova people to everybody. People are Ayin Ra people aren't Ra people to everybody. No. For these people, I'll have an Ayin Tova. These people have an Ayin Ra. So go ahead. Yeah, Ayin Ra. Begin. Right. Doesn't work like that. That's a person has tremendous control and master over his emotions and his mind could do that. Most of us can't. And we're people, we look at the world with the eye of trying to understand and forstay and forgive and be happy. And Pasha, it's a gefällikheit to other people. We like them. I'm impressed with the person. I find something about him which I find special. I say, wow, that person who came knocking on my door, you know what? He is a special person. If I can do that with the person I meet in the store, I can do that with the person I meet by my door. I don't tell you, I had a mice last week. It was very, 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 very. I tell you, I'm proud of the mice. I'm proud of the mice. That Talmud told me something. You know, this is, you know, difficulty finding a pernosa. So he got a job. So in the job, so he's working wherever. There's Hispanic workers there also. He says, you know what? I will never look down upon them again. These are people who are willing to do whatever it takes to support their family. If it means doing a menial job, do a menial job. It means working two jobs. It says, as well, come on, guys, he has 2 8-hour jobs. He works 16 hours a day to support his family. Honestly, that's a lot more respectable than a lot of other people out there. We have all their names for the guys from South America. You're going to work as honest as he is? Are you going to work, do the most menial job you necessary? If that, because I said, it's shorten the belt of Bashuk. And you talk to the guys, and they send money back home to their families back. Besides supporting themselves over here, they send money back home to their families back in the Guatemala. I'm so proud of him. They learn how to look at somebody else how they look at themselves. That they respect themselves. They say, I'm doing something right. No, I'm this kosher Jew over here, and I get degrees, and I can look down on everybody because he's the janitor. Like, we're not getting the world. We don't know how to look at people. We don't understand somebody else. So you think we're going to understand the Jew next door to us? You can't understand it. You don't see the world. You don't see the Jew next to you either. So we get verklempt. We get clamped up in our own world, seeing our way of seeing everything, and that's the right way. We don't get it. He says, the whole thing I'm upset about, he says, it took me so many years to get to this point that they heard it. When did they hear it? Now that he had to go do menial work himself. And he realized, there's nothing bad with that. What's wrong with that? I'm taking care of my family. Whatever I have to do, I'll do. So good. So I'm not wearing a white shirt. I'm not sitting at my desk. I'm not wearing a white shirt. I'm not dressed in a nice suit. So what? I'm not a chashuv person still because of that. Adarabba. Look what I am. I'm a person who has enough strength to understand to do whatever it takes. Now I hear them. He says, you know what? They work harder hours. They work harder than me. And they get paid less. I got to respect them. I was so proud of him. I was so proud of him. Like, he got it. He finally got it. The Rebbe Yonah says in that Mishnah that Ayin Tov is not a meter pratis. It's a hug kolus. It's an approach to life. It's an approach to the world. The revolver brings a maisa. They hear the maisa. And we tried to hear the maisa. In Europe, there was this tremendous war. It was war between the maskilim and the rabbanim. The maskilim were. It wasn't. It's not that they went off the derech. That wasn't their goal. Their goal was to take every single Jew off the derech. I mean, it was war. They wanted to rip the Bereshim out of. It's like you look at Menashe. Menashe, and it's ruled by Avodah Zarah. The Morsha of Menashe says he found every single Sefer Torah in all the Eretz Yisrael, and he ripped out every single shame, and that means and he put a Shem of Avodah Zarah into the Sefer Torah. You know what effort that took for him? Every Sefer Torah in all of Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't one Sefer Torah which wasn't damaged except for the Sefer Torah of the Zarah, which was hidden. Sefer written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It gave them on so much of Avodah Zarah that he ripped out every single name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, every single Sefer Torah, millions of names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to put the Shem of Avodah Zarah in there. That was Menashe. That's what the Maskilim were. So you read the rehearsed rites when he came to Frankfurt, you read the Reformer, they outlawed Bris Milah. Not only outlawed Bris Milah, but a person had Bris Milah, he couldn't sit on the board of the community, the Jewish board of the community. Because he had a bris meal. He's prepared. That's what it was. It was war. They were out to destroy Yiddishkeit. And they wanted every single Jew to become a kaifer. One of their leaders was the fellow named Peretz Smolensky. The Simcha Zisel, Altiv and Kelim, was such a Kaddish that on Shabbos his face looked different. He was a very weak person and he had a very pale face. On Shabbos, he looked healthy. Then the Shami Yaseir Pashat changed his goof. Rabbi Ruchim writes, and he came to the Kelim to learn. He came to him in the middle of the week. And on Shabbos, the Alta walked in. He didn't know who he was. So he asked, who's that? So the person, you know, smiled at him and says, that's the Rebbe, you know. First, he didn't chab. He was like, he didn't know what to do. Like, who was that? It's a, wow, I'm sure like a person, just a big guest for Shabbos. That was the altar. One Shabbos, he didn't look like that. He looked vachadik. And nobody had the chutzpah to ask him, Rebbe, what? What's your Shabbos? He let out a groan. He says, "I, Peretz Walensky died. The leader of this person, he had a blind hatred to Yiddishkeit. His goal was to take every single Jew and make him into a kaifer. He was nifter Erev Shabbos. And I, Pasha, cannot get out of my mind the pain of the neshama standing in the Tnekisya covered. His neshama standing in the Tnekisya covered and being told what he was. The pain of the neshama is so overwhelming, I can't get it out of my mind. The altar was feeling the pain of his enemy. We would say, Baruch Hashem, the kaifer, the Russia, he's all guarding, he died, mamish, let's mach a chasna of them, you know. That's what we would have said. He got the person. He got somebody else. He got it. He saw the world from that person's vantage point. What do you think? Spencer thought he was a bad person. He thought he was a big tzaddik. He thought he was doing a favor to the world. And also he realized he was a toyeb at our Mishnah. He was a stupid idiot. He destroyed his life and he hurt people and he's going to burn. Can you imagine the pain of that neshama? He couldn't get it out of his mind. That's what Gemilas Chesed is. To see the world from somebody else's vantage point. I get the other person. I get to hear him. He's not Tzachain. He's not Tzachain Be'enai. The Ayin Tova. That the hearing of somebody else. So the person says, Yod Mitzrayim Kenei Hashem. I want Mitzrayim to also have that skus. I get them also. They should also deserve such a thing. It's not a Pasha Ramaisa. It's not an easy avoider. But it means a person, when he goes into the world of Chesed, he does it not as a way to fill up his stomach, you know. I'm a good person, I do Chesed. If I'm thinking about myself, it can't work. It won't work. If my goal is to try to understand somebody else, and I talk to get it, then it'll work. Just finish up. Revolba says, "That's what the words Noisib Olim Chavera mean. Noisib Olim Chavera. I feel that I get the person. I get into his kishkas. I understand him. I understand where he's coming from. I feel his pain. I feel his accomplishment. I feel his happiness. I feel his glory. I get him." Listen, a person who's zeichet to the meat of Noisib Olim Chavera, he says, if you look at Revolba, Chelek Aleph, Shardalit, he says, that's going to the meat which is going to take you from step to step to step to be a bacher, to be married, and you get it with your wife, to get it with your children, with your community, with Klal Yisrael. Prepare you to be, and get that with the Kodesh Baruch. That's the meat which is going to carry you all the way through. Ayin Tova is a defining element of the whole godless Ha'adam Bezos Hashem.